From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Voters in the U.S. southern state of Alabama are heading to the polls Tuesday to fill the Senate seat vacated by Jeff Sessions when he became Attorney General. It's an election that could have national implications and a contest that pitting controversial Republican Roy Moore, who is battling sexual harassment allegations, against Democratic opponent Doug Jones. Jones spoke to his supporters on Monday evening ahead of today's vote.
The majority of the people of Alabama say that it is time that we put our decency, our state, before political party.
Moore has denied several allegations of sexual misconduct when he was in his 30s involving women who were teenagers at the time. Supporters of the Paris Climate Agreement criticized U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the historic accord during a summit outside of the French capital. Former United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reiterated his pronounced disappointment on Trump's decision to withdraw from the accord.
This is a politically short-sighted and misguided, and economically irresponsible, scientifically wrong.
Trump announced his decision in June to secede from the climate pact, saying the agreement would have cost Americans trillions of dollars, killed jobs, and hindered the oil, gas, and coal industries. Would-be New York suicide bomber Akaya Ulla was held Tuesday on several state and federal terrorism charges. He faces multiple charges that include supporting an act of terrorism, making a terroristic threat, and weapons possession. Follow Voice of America on social media for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's political parties want to give voters another 2 months to sign up for next year's election after political turmoil disrupted the registration process. Douglas Mwanzora, the Secretary General of the Movement for Democratic Change, said the ruling party and opposition groups will ask electoral authorities on Wednesday to extend next week's voter registration deadline into February. Andrew Palcheski explains.
Zimbabwe started registering voters in September, but its Electoral Commission said on Tuesday just over 4 million voters out of a target of 7 million had signed up, 8 days before the deadline to end the process. Part of the problem was that thousands of potential voters, who are classified as aliens because their parents are from other countries in southern Africa, have only been able to register since last week following a court ruling.
Emmerson Mnangagwa, who took over from Robert Mugabe, will be running to keep the job in the presidential and parliamentary elections due to take place by July. Lisa Schlein reports the International Organization for Migration sees an alarming deterioration of the humanitarian situation in Democratic Republic of Congo as fighting continues to spread throughout the country, forcing thousands to flee.
The International Organization for Migration reports a humanitarian catastrophe is looming in Democratic Republic of Congo. It notes spreading violence in parts of the country has forced more than 4 million people to flee their homes, making DRC the African country with the highest displacement population. The most combustible regions include the eastern and south central provinces of North and South Kivu, Tanganyika, and Kasai. IOM is appealing for $75 million to urgently meet the growing needs of displaced Congolese and the communities in the violent eastern and central provinces hosting them. More than 13 million people will be in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection throughout the next year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Despite Russia's ban from the upcoming Olympics, officials say the country still expects more than 200 of their athletes to compete in the Pyeongchang Games. Under International Olympic Committee sanctions announced last week, all Russians must compete under the Olympic flag as Olympic athletes from Russia. The decision to ban Russia came after the country was found to have run a sophisticated doping program at the 2014 Sochi Games. Yemeni security forces killed at least 3 suspected militants in a raid early Tuesday in the southern port city of Aden. 3 policemen were killed in a shootout when the forces stormed a workshop where car bombs were built. The force arrested 2 suspected militants and found explosive belts and other weapons. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.